So please lie on your back. Observe how you're making contact with the floor today. Sense how your right shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how your right arm is resting down along your side. Sense how your left shoulder blade is resting on the floor and how your left arm is resting down along your side. Notice the way that your back is making contact with the floor. How is your pelvis resting on the floor? And how are your legs lying along the floor? Bring your awareness onto your breath and sense as you're breathing, where does the air actually travel to? Do you feel that it travels down into your chest or down to your belly? Observe how long your breath is and how long is the exhale. Now begin to roll your head slowly to the right and to the left. And as you're rolling your head, observe the quality of the movement. How comfortable is it to roll your head to each side right now? And return your head back to the center. Now please bend your knees so your feet are in a standing position, and then bring both of your knees up into your chest. From the outside, with your right hand, grab a hold of the right knee from underneath the knee, and with the left hand, grab a hold of the left knee from underneath the knee. And keep your knees together. And in this position, begin to start moving your knees away from yourself as if you were pushing your legs away from you. Just observe what happens in your arms and your shoulders. Can you sense, as your knees move away from yourself, that your shoulder blades begin to rise away from the floor, and your neck begins to arch away from the floor as well? Now, as you continue to do the movement, spread your knees apart a comfortable distance, and observe how this changes the movement. Pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, And this time, bring your right knee in towards your chest. And from the inside, get a hold of the right knee with your right hand. So again, you grab behind the knee, but you come from the inside of the knee. So it feels a little peculiar with your wrist. Bring your left hand to rest underneath your head. And begin to do the movement of starting to direct the right knee away from yourself. Again, you're pushing the knee away from yourself. Feel how the right shoulder blade lifts away from the floor. As you continue the movement, begin to start lifting your head with the left arm. Preferably have your left elbow directed towards the ceiling, which makes it easier to lift your head. And find the moment that it feels appropriate as the right knee is moving away from you to start lifting your head. Observe what's happening with your breathing. Are you holding your breath? As you continue the movement, begin to have yourself exhale as you lift your head and move the right knee away from yourself. This allows your chest to become softer and your ribs to soften and fold more easily. Pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Once again, bring your right knee in towards your chest. And now with your left hand, get a hold of the right knee from underneath. Place your right hand behind your head. And continue this idea of moving the right knee away from yourself, feeling what happens now throughout your back and your spine. What happens with the left shoulder blade and the left side of your chest? Now begin to lift your head at the same time as you move the right knee away from yourself and observe how that already changes the movement. Sense how your contact changes with the floor. A different part of your spine makes contact with your floor as you lift your head and move the right knee away from yourself. And rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to a standing position. And this time, please bring your left knee in towards your chest. And with your left hand, get a hold of the left knee from the inside. Place your right hand behind your head. And first begin to start directing the left knee away from yourself. Feel what happens with the left shoulder blade, the left side of your chest. And now with your right hand behind your head, begin to lift your head as you move the left knee away from yourself. Pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your left knee in towards your chest. And with the right hand, grab underneath the left knee. Bring your left hand behind your head. And begin to move your left knee away from yourself again. Observe what happens now with the right shoulder blade, the right side of your chest. And now begin to lift your head at the same time with the support of your left arm. Again, notice what you're doing with your breathing. Can you continue to allow yourself to breathe freely and to lift your head on the exhale? And rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Have both feet in a standing position, and then bring both knees up and towards your chest. Have the right hand from the inside get a hold of the right knee behind the knee. The left hand from the inside grabs a hold of the left knee underneath the knee. And now begin to lengthen and move both knees away from yourself. Notice how the elbows start off bent and begin to lengthen and straighten as your shoulder blades lift away from the floor. Can you feel how the clavicles come closer together towards the sternum as the sternum in your chest softens? Now begin to lift your head at the same time as moving your knees away from yourself. As you lift your head, make sure that you allow your face to be directed towards your knees, as if you were really looking at your knees, looking out towards the horizon. Can you begin to feel how your feet begin to approach the floor as you're lifting your head and as if you're coming up to sitting? Rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your right knee in towards your chest and place the left hand behind the right knee, and your right hand is underneath your head again. And return to this movement of the right knee moving away from yourself and lifting your head at the same time. And rest again on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And bring the left knee in towards your chest. Place the right hand behind the left knee and your left hand behind your head. And a few more times, begin to lengthen now the left knee away from yourself and lift your head. Rest on your back. And observe how you're making contact now with the floor. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and please turn your head to the right so your face is looking to the right. Bring your left hand behind your head as if to get a hold of the right ear. And now bring your left knee in towards your chest, and with the right hand, grab a hold of the left knee from underneath. And begin to direct the left knee away from yourself. And as you do so, lift your head, keeping your face turned to the right. Pause for a moment and just lower down your left leg. Have the right hand now from the inside get a hold of the right knee. Once again, you're underneath the knee, but from the inside. And now continue to lift your head with your face turned to the right as you move your right knee away from yourself. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Please turn your face to the left this time. Bring your right hand behind your head to hold the left ear. Keep your face turned to the left. Bring your right knee in towards your chest. Place the left hand underneath the right knee. And begin to start moving the right knee away from yourself as you lift your head. Now pause for a moment so that you can lower your right foot back to standing. Bring your left knee up in towards your chest. Have the left hand from the inside grab a hold of underneath the knee. And continue the movement now of moving the left knee away from yourself, lifting your head, keeping your face turned to the left. And rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring both feet to standing, and then bring both knees into your chest. From the outside, have the right hand come underneath the right knee, the left hand underneath the left knee, and begin to have both knees move away from yourself, and at the same time begin to lift your head. Just feel how the movement's becoming easier, how your chest can soften and fold very nicely. Perhaps some of you are beginning to feel your feet almost starting to touch the floor as if you were coming up to sitting. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to a standing position, and please leave your left arm this time down along your side. Your palm should be resting on the floor, and your elbow should be slightly bent out towards the side. Bring your left knee in towards your chest, with the right hand come underneath the left knee, and now begin to move the left knee again away from yourself, allowing your head to lift. That's it. Begin to sense how you start to bring weight onto your left forearm. That's from the elbow down to the palm of your left hand. So the left shoulder blade area continues to lift as the left knee moves away from yourself, and you begin to bring weight onto the left forearm. Now bring your right knee into your chest as well, so it's just hanging into your chest. You continue to have the right hand behind the left knee. And continue the same movement. As you do so, begin to lengthen the right leg straight out in front of you as you start to come up to sitting. And see if that makes it even easier. You may have to adjust your left arm next to your side to find the really appropriate place for you to weight bear on the left forearm and palm. So you can move it a little closer to your side and maybe a little bit further away. And rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. This time, please have your right arm along your side. Again, the elbow should be slightly bent out to the side, and your right palm should be resting on the floor. Bring your right knee in towards your chest. Have the left hand come underneath the right knee. And start the movement of directing the right knee away from yourself, lifting your head, starting to come up to sitting. Feel how you begin to weight bear onto the right forearm. Now bring the left knee in towards your chest, just hanging in towards your chest. Continue the movement, and as you start to come up to sitting, lengthen the left leg straight out. And see if that begins to make the movement even easier. Again, take the time to adjust your right arm to a comfortable place so that you really can bring weight onto the right arm and that there's no discomfort in your right shoulder or right elbow. As you're lifting the head, as you come up to sitting, continue to direct your face forward, as if to look straight out onto the horizon. Does that make a difference in the way that you come up now? Rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Place your left hand behind your head and bring your right knee in towards your chest. This time with the right hand from the inside, get a hold of your right foot and have all of your fingers together so you're coming along the bottom of your sole, grabbing a hold of your foot If this feels too difficult, you can grab onto your sock or even your pant leg or sweatpant. In this position, begin to start lengthening your right foot up towards the ceiling and bending it back down. As you do the movement, it's not important to straighten the knee at all. It's important to keep the knee slightly bent. Now, at the same time as you continue to lift the right foot up towards the ceiling, begin to lift your head at the same moment, as if perhaps your head and your foot might meet somewhere above you. Can you imagine that your nose would begin to touch your right big toe? Pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Once again, bring your right knee in towards your chest. And this time with your left hand, get a hold of the right sole of the foot. So you'll come from the inside. Please have your thumb with the other fingers. Place your right hand behind your head. And begin by just lengthening your right foot up towards the ceiling and lifting your head at the same time. Again, as if they were going to meet each other above you. Imagine your eyes looking at your right big toe. Pause and rest again on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Bring your left knee in towards your chest. And with the left hand from the inside, get a hold of the sole of the left foot. Bring your right hand behind your head. Begin the movement by just lengthening your left leg up towards the ceiling and bending it back down very gently. And now continue the movement, but lift your head at the same moment as you lengthen the left leg. Can you imagine that your nose would touch your left big toe? Rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your left knee in towards your chest. This time, have your right hand get a hold of the sole of the left foot. Place your left hand behind your head. And now continue the idea of lengthening your left leg towards the ceiling and lifting your head at the same time. Feel how both elbows, your left knee, and your face all come towards each other. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring both knees in towards your chest now. And from the inside, the right hand gets a hold of the right sole of the foot. And the left hand from the inside grabs a hold of the left sole of the foot. Thumbs, again, are together with the other fingers. And begin to start lengthening both legs up towards the ceiling and bending them back down. Again, it's not important to straighten the legs. You should always keep the knees slightly bent and just feel the movement of lengthening them and bending them back down. Now begin to alternate the two legs so that you lengthen the right leg as the left leg stays bent. And then you start to lengthen the left leg as the right leg stays bent. And just observe how that changes the movement. Sense if you start to feel yourself rolling slightly along your back, as if you may roll onto one side or the other. Notice which way you prefer to roll. Do you roll to the opposite side of the leg that's lengthening? So as your right leg is lengthening towards the ceiling, do you start to roll to the left? So experiment with that option. And now see if it's possible to roll towards the side that the leg is lengthening. So if your right leg starts to lengthen, what happens if you start to roll to that side? Feel how different the movement becomes. And now go back to the way that feels the most natural and comfortable to you. That's probably rolling to the opposite side of the leg that you're lengthening. Feel how soft and round your spine becomes and how easy it is to roll over your back now. Notice what's happening with your face and your eyes. Do they also move along with your spine, rolling to each side? And let that go and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Return to the movement where your left arm is resting along your side. Bring your left knee in towards your chest and place the right hand underneath your left knee. And begin to push the left knee away from yourself, bringing yourself up to sitting. If you need to, you can bring the right knee to hang in towards your chest. And as you start to come up to sitting, you can begin to lengthen the right leg out in front of you. Allow your face and your eyes to look forward out onto the horizon as you come up to sitting. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Please have your right arm resting along your side. Bring your right knee in towards your chest. The left hand comes underneath the right knee. If you need to, you can bring the left knee in towards your chest and begin to start bringing yourself up to sitting as you start to push again the right knee away from yourself. Allow the left leg to lengthen forward. Bringing your face up onto the horizon. Notice how your chest goes from being very rounded to extension. That as you direct your face onto the horizon, you grow taller in your spine. You sit very tall and upright. Rest on your back again. And now one more time, roll to your side and actually come up to sitting so your feet are standing on the floor in front of you. Place your right hand underneath the right knee. The left hand is underneath the left knee. And begin to start introducing to yourself to roll backwards as if you were going to roll all the way down. And then return back up to the sitting position. Begin in very small increments, just enough that your feet begin to leave the floor, and then you bring yourself up to sitting again so your feet are standing on the floor. As you start to go back, feel how your chest needs to soften and your spine becomes very round. And as you return back up to sitting, how your chest comes forward and your spine becomes long and extended and your face comes forward looking out onto the horizon. Continue at your own pace, doing only what's comfortable. And see, perhaps by now it's even more possible for you to lie yourself all the way back down and to come back up very gently to sitting. Feel how easy and graceful you can make the movement. There's no need to push or pull hard. continue the movement just a few more times and just see how slow can you actually do the movement with so little effort and keeping it so consistent and yet feeling the strength to come up to sitting with very little effort. Feel how the chest and the belly really push forward once you come up to sitting.